Good evening. My name is Nadav, and you're listening to Phoning It In on WMBR Cambridge. Tonight, on the other end of the phone from Nashville, Tennessee, is Eef Barzilai from Clem Snide. Can you hear me?
Yes.
One of my absolute favorite bands, and now I guess favorite dudes. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm doing good. I like how you said my name. You said it with just a little Israeli kind of touch. That was nice.
I got it right?
I'm just Barzilai.
Sure. Yep.
That's the right way to say it.
So are you Israeli?
Yeah, I am. I was born in Israel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you have an Israeli name.
That's true. I was born in Miami, though.
same difference.
Yeah, right.
Nadav. Yeah, I think your name means the spring, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
No.
But I also don't speak Hebrew, so.
Oh, it's all right.
Well, you want to go ahead and play one, then check back in to make sure it sounds all right?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Here goes.
Awesome.
All right, this is called Well, off of Bitter Honey. Put your hands upon it, but it only ever works. You're staring in the mirror and you're counting every turn. I'm not surprised she left you. She found the nerve to tell. The thing you claim to love so much, you don't do very well. Sure, someone will love you till the day that they must die. And someone will mourn for you with bitter tears stained eyes. Will this be enough for you? You got them in your spell. Because the thing you claim to hate, you do it very well. Did not think to sell. But at doing all these hateful things, you are unparalleled. At doing all these hurtful things, you really do it yourself. Played to my phone before. That was the first for me.
Not even for, I don't know, someone you were romancing?
I would make them a mixtape, usually. That was my, remember making mixtapes? I miss that.
Yeah, I still do that.
It took like a whole afternoon, you know. Anyway.
These kids, they got it too easy now.
That's right, these kids.
Yeah, it sounds good. Maybe for like the louder guitar parts, just step back a little bit.
Ah, they've been telling me that my whole life.
Not in the middle of the song though. But if you
never
anticipate
learn
it.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah,
and I knew I'd get a call waiting.
Well, real quick before you go into the next song, can you just describe the room that you're in, the color of the walls?
Yeah, you know, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm very fortunate to have my own little studio back here in the backyard. It used to be like an office, they turned the garage into an office, and I turned it into like a rock and roll kind of, you know, den of iniquity. And so it's full of crap, you know. It's got like bags. I got bags of clothes piled up in the corner, like moth-eaten designer sweaters that my wife just won't seem to part with. And then one wall I've covered in old vinyl record covers that I got from the Salvation Army, and they're very strange. Like, I tried to get covers of people that no one's ever heard of, you know. So it's like a wall of, you know, a wall of broken dreams. And there's weird ones. A lot of it is Christian, too, because there's lots of Christian music here in Tennessee. So, yeah, that's kind of, I'm just kind of sitting here amongst it all and doing it. That's what I'm doing.
You want to go for another one?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to play this new song that I haven't recorded yet. It's called Buffalo. It goes like this. What I don't want to face. Believe me, I wish that it wasn't the case. But I can't help feeling this way. And I probably will, for always. I followed you here, I left it all behind. But now one thing is clear, I'm gonna have to find my own way back to Buffalo. Ooh, to Buffalo. Ooh, to Buffalo. To Buffalo. The pictures you left. Left in my care. The days they're ignored are quite rare. See, you still look so good to me. Something that changed, I can't see. I followed you here, I left it all behind. But now one thing is clear, I'm gonna have to find my own way back. Buffalo. Ooh, to Buffalo. Ooh, to Buffalo. To Buffalo. Yes.
Awesome. So are you working on anything right now?
Oh, I'm always working on something. Always got something going. I'm gonna be getting pretty busy soon. Got a new record coming out on the 15th of April. Street date, 15th of April. And then I'm going out with Ben Folds. First week of March. I'm actually going to be in Boston with him, but I think it's just a northeastern like private kind of thing. But anyway, that's like on the 16th. And then I'm going to Spain for 2 weeks because they love me in Spain, and they pay me some euros to come over there and play. So I do. So it's good. Hopefully, we'll be pretty busy in the spring.
Cool. This sounds good.
Yes. All right. Do I hear another one?
Yeah, let's keep going.
You're insatiable, Nadav. All right, here's the... I'm going to play an old Clem Snide song. This is Tuesday, October 24th, off of the record Soft Spot. It goes like this.
I can't talk. You got to go. You got to go, please. You can't come in here.
Sorry. Here goes.
Thank you.
I could see that everyone. Everyone's calling me right now. So a lot of. I don't know if you hear. Can you hear the call waiting beeps? Because there's definitely
just once. Just once during that song. Yeah, you're a popular guy.
I know. I'm really not, though. No one ever calls me there.
Only when you're on the
telemarketers,
phone.
Man. That's what it is, telemarketers.
Who was it in the beginning of the song that intruded on you, I suppose?
that was my son. I just broke my son's heart to do your show.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. But you sang that song that was from Soft Spot was written for him, right?
Some of the songs definitely were, you know, in general, I'd say it was kind of a celebration of, you know, selflessness, mm-hmm. I think, for me, is what it was about. But yeah, there's a couple songs on there for him. He doesn't even know it, you know, he doesn't even care.
Well, that's what it's about, I guess.
Are you want to hear another one?
Please.
All right, I'll do another Klimsnod song. Actually, I'll do this one. This is off the new Yves Barzelay. It's Yves Barzelay. The record's going to be called Lose Big. This song is called The Girls Don't Care.
A sweet melody.
Yes, there it is.
Out of curiosity, which Clem Snide song were you considering playing?
Man, I don't know. Do you want it? Which one do you want to hear?
Oh, tell man, me. I hate making requests.
Oh, snap. I'm
on the spot. What about I Believe Your Lies?
Oh, anything but
that.
Is that
such a downer?
I don't remember that song. I don't remember most of the songs I've written.
Okay, what about Loneliness Finds Her Own Way?
Oh, good one, but I don't remember that one.
Yet. Oh, man, I'm 0 for 2. That's it. It's I give up.
You know, I'd have to, like, spend a week with that song to get reacquainted with it.
Yeah, that's all right. No worries.
All right, here, I'll play, how about Jews for Jesus Blues for us, for the two of us.
Sounds good to me.
Send it out to you and me. All right, so I'll do that one. That'll be my last one. Big closing number. Here goes. Jews for Jesus Blues.
I was searching for something that I could not describe. So I stared at the sun till the tears filled my eyes. Well, I thought I was empty, so I paid the cost. But now that I'm found, I miss being lost. Well, I opened my heart and I let Jesus in, with a promise that I would be free of my sin. But I only felt guilty that he died on the cross. Now that I'm found, I miss being lost. Now that I'm found, I miss being someone up there has a different. Now that I'm saved, I wish I was them. Now that I'm saved, I wish I was them. Now that I'm saved, I wish I was them. Now that I'm saved, I wish I was them.
Yes, there you have it. I'm still playing to the void. It feels, it's hard, you know, it's hard to play to the void.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You have to really kind of confront yourself, you know, you have to really see yourself for what you truly are when you play to the void.
How is this, I always wonder, how is this different, say, than practicing a song on your own?
Well, there's, you know, it's like that, there's a law of physics that says, you know, when something is being observed, you know, it's changed in the act. It's like quantum physics or something. Just in the act of observing something, you alter, you know, you change it. You change the formula. So it's sort of like I'm in my studio and it's like I'm practicing, but then, you know, there's like this phone sitting there. And people in Cambridge are listening. You know, that's a weird feeling, because I also live in Boston, so it's all kinds of emotions and feelings kind of swirling around.
Yeah, could you talk about that for a sec?
What's that?
Living in Boston.
Yeah, you know, I was just very unhappy when I lived in Boston. It wasn't a good time for me. So I've sort of woven my depression and misery kind of into Boston. So I have trouble separating the two.
No, I can
that's probably not fair to the entire city, but I could just imagine how cold you are right now. You're like slushing around to get to your car and trying to find some parking on like Mass Ave or something. I don't miss it, you know. But
yeah.
But you know, it was a tough time for me. So It's a beautiful city, really. It's very beautiful. The people there are very happy and friendly. Usually, when it's nice out, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah. The 3 months out of the year here that are nice.
Now I'll tell you what it was really that finally broke my heart is when one of the last times that Clint Snide played at the Middle East, me and the drummer were enjoying Red Bull and vodkas right before the show. You know, we'd gotten into a little routine, and you know, we had a good crowd. You know, they were making some money off of us, and I go to the bartender and I'm like, "Can I get 2 Red Bull and vodkas for me and the drummer?" You know, right before we go on, and she's like, "Yeah, sure, that'll be $26." You know, what is that?
Ouch.
$26 for some nasty drink, you know, come on. And we're about to go on, you know. So, you know, maybe that's not fair to judge the whole city based on that. But it's those little things, man. It's those little things that add up.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for taking the time out to do this.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
And when new album's out, April 15th, you said?
April 15th, it's Yves Barzelay. It's called Lose Big. And there's also, you know, there is like this Clem Snide record called Hungry Bird. That was kind of the last Clem Snide record that hasn't come out yet. I made it a couple years ago. I'm still not sure what to do with it. But there's one of the songs from Hungry Bird is also on the record. It's like a bonus track.
Oh, great.
You know, and then hopefully I'm going to try to get that Clem Snide record out in some sort of respectable way, hopefully. Sometime this year, I don't know. That's my dream, man. Don't crush it.
Cool. Well, looking forward to both of those things.
Thank you.
And ClemSnide.com, I think, right? Is that just...
Yeah, I would. We don't really update that so much. I would go to the MySpace, Yves Barzelay.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks again. Hang on just a minute. Stay on the line. Any parting words?
Stay warm.
Thanks. Thanks. Hang on just a sec. You've been listening to Yves Barzelay on Phoning It In on WMBR Cambridge. Check us out at myspace.com/phoningitin and stay tuned for nonstop ecstatic screaming.